turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4, 13. I've never made a big habit of memorizing scripture. There are verses and passages I have memorized more from just intensive study of the passages. Stick with me. This is one of those. Yeah. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And I also memorized it in Greek. Panta es huon ton ton munti me Christo. And what actually spurred me on to memorize this was a message in which I just felt that it was wrong. That the person had gotten the passage wrong. When he was preaching on it, he said that like exercise, trying to lift the weight, trying to do things would make you strong. He taught that that's what the verse said. At the time, I was very young in my faith and my walk, so I thought he was wrong. It didn't sound right to me, but I had no way of proving that. And so when I began to study Greek very early on, as soon as I had the tools, I went to this verse and studied it, parsed it out, and came to a firm conclusion as to what it was saying. I found it to be very interesting in how it's structured. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to be looking at how, you know, through the Greek, in the Greek order. In the Greek, the first word is panta. Panta is the word for all. You'll see it, you know, like they'll talk about the Pan American Games. In prehistoric, you know, paleontology and stuff like that, they talk about Pangea when all the land masses were one, you know, that they theorized. And so you'll see that in some forms of words, that pan. And that particular form, panta, is a neuter plural. And often when you see that in the New Testament, you know, a neuter plural, adjective or such, they'll supply the word things. Just the generic things. And so it's just the alls. But, you know, they supply things because it's neuter plural. The next word is ischuo. Ischuo is an interesting word because it means to be strong, but it can be used transitively, so it can take a direct object. So we have to add words in English to get across the meaning. You know, that's why it says, I am able to do all things. I am able to do is just the one word, ischuo. And so the concept, panta ischuo, is I am strong in relation to all things. And so it goes, panta ischuo. And then the next word is en. En is used, is translated most of the time like our with our word in. But it can also be used, though, as to indicate direct means. So, when the Bible talks about someone doing something with something, with some item or tool or whatever, it often uses en. It shows means. Hupa, en, and dia all are three ways of showing means. And they show like personal agency, indirect agency, and impersonal agency. And N is the impersonal agency. It's like a tool, the tool being used. And so this goes. Panta, all things, is huo. I am strong in relation to all things. N, by. And then the next part is actually a is the next word is to, which means the. And then indunamunti. Indunamunti means it's from the word indunamao. We get the, it's a combination of the word en and then dunamai, which is the verb like to be able. We get dynamite from it. In the King James, it says strengthen, which strengtheneth me. And here it means to be able to. So indunamunti might be best translated enabling. Enabling. But not enabling as people use it sometimes talking about, you know, enabling an addict or something like that. But making able. And then me, just like it's spelled in Greek letters, you know, the equivalent of M and E, so it's spelled just like how we would. Me, and then Christo. The interesting thing is that whole phrase, that to indunamunti me Christo, is the to indunamunti me is written as an adjective of Christo, which is Christ. So indunamunti me, which is by, in to indunamunti me, by the strengthening or enabling me, Christ. So if you were to just do a straight word order, it would sound awkward in English, but, you know, all things, I am strong by the strengthening or enabling me, Christ. And where that fellow, you know, where this verse shows that fellow was completely and absolutely wrong was that this verse makes it without doubt that the reason that the Apostle Paul can so boldly say that he is able to do all things is by the agency of Christ. Now, this is interesting because this isn't just stated as something that Christ does, but he is the strengthening one. The one who gives strength. It's made characteristic of him. So it's not just an action that he performs, but he is the one who makes him able. This is what he does. Fascinating to me because Christ told his apostles, he said, without me, you can do nothing. The Bible says, by him all things consist. He is the one who gives ability. And so the Apostle Paul says that through Christ, by Christ, he says, I am able to do anything. How many times, you know, Christ says, with man this is impossible, but with God nothing is impossible. This is an exciting verse because this means that anything that God calls us to do, you know, someone said, well, if that, you know, you can't take that blanketly. And I said, sure you can. He said, well, you know, what about flying? You know, I said, look, I said, if God requires that you fly, you'll be able to fly. I said, the question is it something that God requires you to do? Is it something he commands you that he wants you to do? So what that means is that in relation to our duty to God, remember in our study on 2 Peter, he says that everything needed for life and godliness has been given to us. We have a source of absolute power in Christ. Now, this is a very convicting concept when you consider that whenever you yield to sinful thoughts, sinful urges, you didn't need to. That He has given you the resources necessary. I don't mean in yourself, I mean in Him. That trusting in Him, you can succeed. You can have victory. But this should also be encouraging because we're going to face a lot of challenges tomorrow. Because God says that everyone we encounter, that we are to love them even as God loved us. And that's going to be very challenging. Today I had a man on the freeway who was rather unkind. And I started to get, you know, mad and fume inside. I didn't say anything inappropriate. I didn't do anything inappropriate, but I was angry. And I thought to myself, you know, if I see this guy off the road, I'm going to. And I stopped, and this thought just cut right in. You will love him. You will be kind to him. Because that is the right thing to do. You know, Jesus Christ tells us to love our enemies. So if someone sets themselves in opposition, our duty is clear. We do not have the right to respond in kind. We don't have the right to respond back nastily and angrily. We're supposed to respond with love. He says, bless them, do good to them, pray for them. So we don't have that option to choose, you know, to respond, you know, nastiness with nastiness. Not if we're going to honor God. And so that's not, from a fleshly perspective, that is not an easy thing to do. And yet, God says He has given us everything that we need to do what we need to do. But it is not in our own strength, but in Him. Notice again, the Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It is in Christ that we find the ability to do what He would have us to do. From the human perspective, the overcoming of the sinful, selfish urges seems impossible. Like trying to hold your breath indefinitely underwater. At some point, you must let the stale air out and suck in, even if it's to your death. That's how the lost sinner feels, trying to withhold from sin. Christ says to His disciples, He tells them, says, take no thought for tomorrow. He says that the evils of today are sufficient for you. You know, let God worry about tomorrow. And we can be fully assured that the God who has promised us an eternity with Him is fully able to meet our needs tomorrow. You know, if you proceed on that basis, you know, if you do what's right today, then tomorrow starts off on a good footing. So just, you know, when tomorrow morning when you wake up and you're faced with all those challenges, and there's going to be a lot of challenges to your faith, remember, you may not be strong enough, but Christ is. And Christ says that He gives you the strength to do what's right when you rely on Him.